never gave up on me. You said I am worth all that you did. To cover his blood review. All that I was, you now did there. You never gave up on me. You said I.
For God so loved the world that he gave himself. For God so loved you that he gave himself. The hymn says that on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, and there he died. So I tell you, my Savior is no feeble man. My Savior is not a feeble man. But despite his ruggedity, loving you and I was still his mumu button. Or how else do you explain that the same one who dresses the heavens in splendor would agree to be stripped on the cross just to clothe you in a garment of righteousness? See, Jesus couldn't bear seeing you bare, seeing you naked, exposed to the cold of darkness, so he became human. Inhumanly humiliated and harassed by humans, making humor of his humble love gesture, still he didn't mind. So tell me, how else do you explain that the mighty God would not be ashamed of his angel side talk when they see him running, chasing, wanting to make this relationship work at all cost, even if his dignity was on the line, even if loving you was a crime? He still offered himself up for an arrest. You can call him a lovesick God, but see, all he wanted to do was write a love story, having you and him as the main characters, a romance novel with no ending, because this love would know no bounds. In the beginning, he even wrote a one-line poem and called it the universe, put his very image in there so that every day he could come look himself in the mirror. You are his very reflection. Or didn't you read that he came always in the cool of the evening? I should tell you, he is not a fan of a distant relationship. Tell me which lover boy do pass that one. So when I tell you that Jesus loves you, it is not a cliche. When I tell you that Jesus loves you, it is not a cliche. Because when he fell in love, he fell so hard, recklessly, helplessly, he himself couldn't help it. The only miracle he couldn't perform was delivering himself from being mad in love with you. I even saw him go back on his own word. I mean, how the same person who said, "What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?" still lost his soul to gain the whole world, still lost his soul to gain you. You mean the whole world to him. So when I tell you that Jesus loves you, it's not a cliche. If he died to prove it, please solve the math. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Not the fall, not sin, not addictions, not weaknesses, not wrongs. His love is not a tariff plan. There are no terms or conditions. This love is eternal. His love is a voice. A voice telling the prodigal son, "I would never give up on you, so come." A voice telling Peter that this denial, your denial, wouldn't be mutual, so come. His love is a clothing in the cold, a warm cover from the naked exposure to the darts of darkness. His love is a house, a home for the lost, always having a room for everyone in his heart. For what can separate us from the love of God? Not the fall, I say, not weaknesses, not addiction, not sin, not any wrong. What can separate us from the love of God? So when I tell you that Jesus loves you, it is not a cliche. His heart breaks when you are not by his side. His heart breaks when you are not by his side. So please come. All you who labor and are heavily laden, come. I would give you rest. That is what he said. So come. His love is an embrace, an open hug waiting for you patiently to come. His love is an embrace, an open hug waiting patiently for you to come. So please come. Jesus loves you.
You never gave up on me. You said I would all that you did. Calvary's blood revealed all that I was. You nailed it there. You never gave up on me. You said I would. The blood that you shed, that Calvary's blood revealed all that I was. You nailed it there. Thank you for your love, O God. All that I was, you nailed it at the cross. You nailed it at the cross. You nailed it at the cross. I am free. I am saved because you never gave up on me. 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 You never gave up on me.